This is George Sanderson from Caldwell's, and this is part of the Caldwell Nursery's Oral History Project. Today's date is the 25th of July 2011, and my name's Gordon Darlington. Can you just confirm, what is your name and when were you born, George?
George Sanderson. I was born on the 26th of August 1924.
What did your parents do for a living?
Father was a railway signalman. Yes, on Knotts station. Mother was just a housewife.
As it was in those days.
A hard working housewife.
Right, yes. How many were in your family?
Five boys and one girl.
Boys and one girl, very good. Yeah. And what were living conditions like at that time?
Very hard, but very happy. Yes, we had a happy childhood. Plenty of friends.
And what was the community that you lived in? Was it a happy, contented community? Was plenty going on, or what?
Very happy. I was born in Heathfield Square, which is across the way there.
Not so far away.
No, across the way. Yeah. Just 100 yards from here.
How's that changed over the years?
Well, it's now conservation area now. All this is because the houses were built for soldiers coming from the First World War. So they now made it a conservation area, which a lot of people agree and a lot of people disagree.
So did you go to a local school here? What was the school?
I started off at Siltman Street Primary School, yeah. And then to Edgerton School in Churchill, which is now Frank Marshall's.
And both of those are in Knutsford?
Both in Knutsford, yeah.
Right. And what did you sort of do at school? Was it just a general, arithmetic? Writing?
Exactly, yes, it was, yes.
Yes.
I was reasonable, I think, in my schooling, but I could have gone to the grammar school, but my parents couldn't afford it for me. Later, two of my brothers went to grammar school at Altrincham, but things were tight, and in those days you had to pay quite a bit of money towards it.
Right. Were you the youngest in the family? Or?
No, I was number three.
Number three?
Yes.
Number three. Just for reference, did any of your brothers and sister go into landscaping or nursery work?
No.
No,
no,
all,
no, no,
all
no.
Went to different types of occupations?
I went to different occupations, yes.
Right. Just going on now to talk a little bit about when you left school. I mean, what was the first occupation that you actually did?
Well, I left school at the age of 14. Yes. And I went on to the railway as a railway clerk.
Right.
I started off at Plumley Station, Plumley and Lostock, which was then the Cheshire Lines Railway. In those days, not British Railways.
No.
And I went up and down the line and finished up at Knutsford Railway Station. I was a booking clerk in those days.
What was a normal day like? What time did you start in the morning?
6 a.m. till 2, and 2 till 10, and every other Sunday, which was a 48-hour week in those days.
Right.
You worked six days, 8 hours per day for 6 days. Yes, there was no Saturday off or anything like that.
Can you remember what your pay was, how much you got paid in those days?
I think I used to go on with £4.10.
For a full week?
For a full week, yes. And if we worked the Sunday, it was another... We got time and 3/4 for Sunday. I think worked out another pound or something like that in that region.
Right. And how long did you work on the railways?
Well, I wonder whether... I went into the army when I was 18. From the age of... I was 4 years in the army anyway.
Yes.
From 18 to 23. Well, that sounds like five, but it actually was four actual 4 years.
Right.
But then I've spent my last 2 years in India. When I was 18, I met my wife-to-be, who was 16 at the time, going on to 16.
Right.
We were young ones.
Yes.
As Cliff Richard would say. And of course, then I went out to India for 2 years. And when we came back, I came back in 1947.
Right.
And then we got married the same year. Well, a couple of months after I got back.
Right. And whereabouts in India did you go to?
I was placed at a place called Secunderabad. I was in the Royal Engineers,
right. The
movement control section, which was basically a RTO, railway traffic officer, with being a railway connecting.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So did you work on the railways in India?
No, I was in office-based.
Office-based
connection. Yeah, with being in there, yes.
Mm. So, did you enjoy your time out there in India?
Not really. I was glad to get them back. So I never even go to an Indian restaurant these days. I can't stand the thought of it, no.
Right.
I'm not all that keen on Chinese either, but still.
No. When you came back then from, obviously, the military service, what occupation then did you...
I went back to the railway.
Went back to the...
I went back to the railways, yes.
British Rail.
Yeah, well, still Cheshire Lines Railway in those days.
Right.
With the headquarters of the Liverpool, was at Liverpool. And there was the Liverpool Central Station.
And how long did you work there then?
I'm just trying to think that now. I know eventually money was tight and we needed more money, so I got a job at Ilford's for 4 years.
Yes.
I was approached, would I like a job there? So it was more money.
Yes, this is Ilford, the film people.
Mobley, yes. Mobley. I was in the office there, the production office.
Right.
So I was there for 4 years. And at night time, we had this family coming up. So I did a part-time job at Cordwell's in the evenings. That's how I started there.
Right.
And then eventually they asked me if I would like to go full-time there to Cordwell's. So I was understudy to the traffic, the transport manager.
Right. What did you do at Ilford's when you were at Ilford's?
Mainly figure work, all to do with the production output, really. Office work, completely, general office work, really. Mm. Not filing or anything like that, just figures and...
Yes,
and
yeah. Yes. Why did you choose Caldwell's? In the sense, you got an offer from them?
I got an offer from Caldwell, yes. Bill Caldwell asked me, yes, William Caldwell. He asked me if I'd like to come on a regular basis, would I become regular.
Yes, and how did you know Bill then?
Well, I worked there night times, part time. I applied for a bit of job at night times, because
right.
We needed the money with the family coming up.
Yeah. And what did they do at night at Caldwell's?
Well, I used to be, they did 4 catalogues a year, which had to be posted and sent out to people.
Right.
Also in the greenhouses,
yes.
So picking out to be done and all that sort of thing, which all had 2 or 3 hours a night doing that sort of thing.
Were these people who worked at night totally separate staff, as you might say, from the daytime staff?
Yes, but actually I think it was only myself doing this picking out at night time,
right.
And doing things like that.
Right.
I'm sorry, yeah.
When you were pricking out, can you remember what you were pricking out? What type of plants there were? Or?
It was all bedding plants.
All bedding plants?
All bedding plants, yes.
So this was this very seasonal?
Yes, it was, yes. It was the springtime.
Springtime?
Yeah, the early spring.
So you weren't working there for 12 months of the year?
They took me on then doing little bits and pieces about the nursery.
Right.
And helping the shop, serving people. Stocking up, all that, like they do in supermarkets today.
Right. Can you remember what year that was about, when you started doing the part-time? Well, we might as we go on work backwards.
Yeah.
Because how long were you actually at Caldwell's once you started full-time?
I was thinking about 30 years altogether, yes.
How was it that you started full-time?
Well, Bill Cordell asked me if I would take the full-time job as an understudy to the transport manager. Because I used to be at night time and preparing the rounds for the transport manager. He used to give me a list of all the orders that were going out a couple of days ahead. And then I used to get all the labels prepared, which were then dispatched. Mr. Cordell and Don Lehman used to check them all and put them in the different nurseries where they had to go to. And then they were sent out in the morning for the workmen to get the orders together.
Right. So, what sort of staff was at Caldwell's at that particular time? Can you remember? And what sort of transport staff did they have? What vehicles did they have?
We had two lorries. It was before after the horse and cart were written. Mm-hmm. They had horse and carts, long time ago. But they had two lorries, one van for local deliveries, and two lorries which went out daily, Lancashire and Cheshire. And
can you remember what sort of lorries there were?
Dennis. like the fire engines. Somebody said, "Well, why are they all called Dennis?" They said.
they were good lorries then.
They were.
They had a Dennis engine in. Yes.
And they're all green, of course, with being a nursery. And the drivers were very nice, cheap people.
Can you remember any of the drivers' names now?
Yes, Arthur Charlton, Harry Lowe, they were two of the main ones. Eric Tipple, of course.
and they worked at Caldwell's for a long time?
Well, Harry Lowe and Arthur Charlton, I think he worked all his life there, I would think. Until he retired.
Right. And how at this time, I'm not certain, but were you living here? And how did you get to Caldwell's?
Yeah, I was living here.
Yes, how did you get to Caldwell's?
On the bike.
On the bike?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you're a bike enthusiast.
Back into,
I need it.
I used to come home for lunch anyway, so that had an hour's break at lunchtime.
So you were very much based in the office, were you?
Yes, I had my own little spot.
Right.
When I did my work, yeah.
And when you became the transport manager, if that's the right word, what would be a typical day for you then?
Making sure the lorries were going out and they've been loaded properly and everybody knew where they were going, etc., and finding a route for them. Like perhaps one day they'd be doing the Liverpool area and then you had to sort all the districts out. The districts out in Liverpool 18, Liverpool this, that and the other. And the drivers more or less knew where they were going. They knew the areas very well, so they would put it in the order they wanted anyway. They'd get the delivery sheet and mark up number one through three. They knew exactly where they were going and how they were getting there. The route they were taking. They're very experienced.
Who used to do the loading of the wagons?
The nursery workmen. Yes.
By hand?
Yes, by hand, yes. It's mainly trees and shrubs.
Yes.
Of course, then there was fertiliser, of course, bales of peat and bags of fertiliser, one or the other.
It's quite interesting when you say, obviously, trees and shrubs. I remember going back many years, there would have probably been a lot of bare-rooted material.
Yes, it was, yes.
Yes, I'm assuming the trees and shrubs were bare-rooted. How did you protect them in those days?
Well, they would bag them.
Yeah.
They had a bit of soil and then they would bag them, bag the route.
And then on an open truck at the back?
Yes, it was, yeah. And then if it was going to a parks department, they wouldn't bother ball rooting them, they would just bare route them.
Right.
And because they were unloading, and when they got to the nurseries, the big nurseries, they were just taken off and put them to the soil.
Right.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's all right. Can you remember any of the big customers that you actually delivered to? I mean, obviously you were there for many, many years.
Yeah.
In the earlier days when you were there.
Yeah.
I mean, it obviously changed.
Yeah.
Can you remember some of the big people?
Ferrantes at Macclesfield, Henry Hall.
Yes.
People like that, yes. They were very big customers. Francis also at Ollerton. They had the big house on the corner there. The main people were, of course, the big customers were the Parks people, which we used to do like Lancaster, Wigan, Salford, Worsley, Sheffield, the Borough of Ealing in London, goes as far as Ealing in London. They made quite a lot of Parks people, Stockport, of course.
Who were the furthest people you used to go to? Where
well, the ones the furthest were was maybe twice a year to Ealing. And then, of course, Lancaster. We had one place in Scotland, I can't just think of the name of it now. So we did do quite a bit of... Of course, the Parks superintendents used to come down to Cornwall's and go down the nurseries, selecting things that they wanted. And they were taken out for lunch, so we dined and which is the usual thing. Mm. The bottle came out and keep them all happy.
Can you remember, I mean, obviously Ferranti we know, can you remember any of the other big private customers? The reason I asked George is it's also, it will help us if we try and track down the garden, because it would be planted out by Caldwell's trees, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yes. So, I can't really think the name though, I can't. It's just, the memory's gone and that sort of thing, really.
Maybe if you think about it, you could come back and let us know.
Yeah, I know we had two travellers that used to go out in those days. I've got the names actually down here.
What were the travellers?
There was a fellow named Jack Ford, an Irishman, and a chap called Freddie Halliburton, and they used to go down to all visit all the people, and come in with the orders.
Right.
Yeah.
And so basically, once you'd sort of set the wagons out on the daily tasks, which I assume most of them were daily, what did you do then? I mean, what?
Well, we're sorting the orders out. Well, we used to, the orders used to start coming in the early spring,
right,
for delivery for the back end. In those days, there were very few potted plants. Mm-hmm. Like today, it's an all year round now. You just go to the nursery now, it's in a plant pot and... you take it at any time of the year. Mm. But in those days, lifting started more or less towards the mid-October. So the orders were accumulated throughout the spring and the summer, put a little bit at the back end.
And was most of the plants grown by Caldwell's, or were you actually going to pick?
Well, things came in from the continent. Yes, and they were grown on. They came in small and they were grown on. Like we had a nursery at Ollerton, a very big tree and shrub nursery there. We also had a big nursery at Barnshaw, which is towards Holmes Chapel. And that was mainly a fruit nursery. They grew a lot of fruit trees, tremendous amount.
Can you remember where they came from on the continent?
Mainly Holland. Holland. Mainly Holland and France, of course.
France. Yeah. Can you remember any of the nurseries over there, the names?
See, I can't remember the names of the people.
How often would they send their wagons over?
Oh, they'd send their wagons over, yeah. At one time, they used to send them by rail, they'd come in containers.
Right.
But more or less when I got there, they were delivering in their own lorries,
right,
big lorries, which used to come at night time and park overnight on the car park and then unload the following morning early.
Yeah, and you would be responsible for unloading?
No, the staff would be unloading, yes, and checking it all off and etc.
Right, and then healing them in or
whatever. Oh, the healing, yes, all the nurses have did that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was quite a big operation there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a good nurse for while I was there, a chap named Bill Scott. He was a Scotsman, of course. His name was Bill Scott, but he was very nice, very, very efficient.
Mm.
Very efficient.
Just thinking about, you say you worked there for 30 years, and obviously a lot of transport was coming in and different machinery would be coming in with it. How did it change that side of it, the machinery side and the transport side over your 30 years? I mean, obviously wagons must have been replaced in that time.
Yes, they were. Yes, they, I think they hired. They bought these things on a rental, sort of. Wagons were bought on a rental, so I think they didn't buy them out.
Right.
Yeah. But they made the wagons last.
Well, I think most merchant marines do. Because they don't have the same wear and tear,
no.
Do they?
And the MOT and all that sort of thing was not like this today.
No,
it wasn't as strict now.
Did you have much machinery in the yard to look after? Tractors? Or?
Oh, they had tractors, yes. Sid Taylor, you know, he was a tractor driver. We just had a couple of people driving tractors. We also had a road nursery at Ollerton, which a lad there is still living today. His name is Alan Sant. He was the manager there.
Alan Sant.
And he lives in St. John's Road in Oxford.
Right.
And he was the, he would know quite a bit about the road side of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's useful to know.
Yeah.
And what sort of hours did you work at?
I worked a steady 8:30 to 5:30.
Right.
Yeah. And sometimes I worked later at night and doing a bit of overtime. Mm. We had a family, so we needed the money.
Yeah. And was that 5 days a week plus Saturday mornings?
Yes, 5 days a week plus. I worked every other Saturday and every other Wednesday.
Right.
Yes. Which I found a bit of a bind, really, because when I worked on a Wednesday, when I had a Wednesday off, I used to have to prepare rounds, another extra round for delivery, which was rather awkward.
Right. Right. What was pay like in those times? I mean, obviously, over a span of 30 years, the salaries would have increased, obviously.
I know when I first started, I was getting about £12 a week. Which was quite reasonable, really, in that's what in those days. Mm. But when I retired, I was on the build up to £180-£200, because money wasn't the same, was it?
Mm. When did you actually leave Caldwell's? It was before, obviously, they closed
13,
down.
13 years. Two. Can't think when we closed down, actually.
I think it was 91, wasn't it?
It would be about 91, yes. Because I went on to work at Bill's. 91, yes, I would be 67 then. That's right, yes. 2 years after after the 65 retirement age. I worked over 2 years afterwards that.
Right.
And then I worked,
Did you work until you were 67?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Oh, well, it closed down, of course, then.
Right, but you didn't retire at 65?
No, I went past that.
Yes.
I carried on.
Right.
Yes, I carried on after that, yeah.
Right.
So I worked for another 2 years, and then, of course, we closed down. The whole place was sold, and they got the housing estate, which Billy made quite a bit of money out of, but didn't share amongst the staff.
No.
Unfortunately, I think they were rather surprised about that, really.
Mm. So you went to Booth's after? I assume you mean Booth's supermarket?
Booth's supermarket, yes. Yeah.
So how long were you there?
13 years. I retired when I was 80, so that was 2004. I retired from...
You retired when you were 80?
Yes, I carried on Booth's.
Right.
Until I was 80. And then I retired. So I was there for obviously about 13 years. 13.
Great,
yeah.
Oh, you were a glutton for punishment.
I enjoyed retirement bills.
I was trying to just fix that in my head.
Yeah.
You're saying that you retired at 67 from, in a sense, cold.
Well, yes, so because they closed down, yeah.
And then you worked another 13 years at
Booth's. Yes, yeah.
Oh, well done. Well, you deserve your retirement.
Oh, yeah, so we enjoyed it, really. Yeah. Well, it's very nice of it. I could have carried on. They didn't ask me to retire.
No.
But the family.
Just going back to Caldwell's, have you got any outstanding or interesting or special days that you can remember that went on at Caldwell's? You know, I mean, was there any royal visits that while you were there or?
No.
Any big occasions?
No, nothing like that.
No.
I had one or two celebrities that call in now and again. Mm-hmm. Freddie and the Dreamers. Dancing around the shrub with Bill Scott, I can see that now.
Yeah. So he bought some shrubs, did he?
Oh, yes, he lived at Cheadley, or with Gatley, somewhere like that. And then there was a lady that was in What's My Line.
Barbara. Oh dear, I can see.
Yeah. She was in for years.
Anyway, I can't remember. I think another person you mean.
Yeah. No, the name's gone.
Yeah. And what about what's highlights?
Oh yeah, the Coronation Street people there. Yes.
What about highlights between the staff? Can you remember any big occasions when the staff might have celebrated? Or
we had the anniversary in 1980. The celebrated the 200 years.
And that was a big occasion.
Yeah, that was a big occasion, yes.
What
we had a staff party in the house at Cornwall's, right, and the marquee, etc. It was quite a pleasant evening, right, with our wives and everything, the whole family.
How many attended that approximately?
I don't think 50, 60 is about it. I wouldn't know. With the workers and wives, yeah, and one or two friends. And then we used to have the annual Christmas party, which was a thing like that.
What, did you have it?
We'd perhaps go to the Royal George, something like that.
Right.
Yes.
All go out for Christmas.
Yeah, party. That was quite nice. Mm. That was the annual get-together. Mm. When the staff got to know each other.
Yes. It wasn't much rapport with the staff. I mean, did you meet socially out of hours much?
Not really, no. No, no.
No. No. Everybody sort of waved, everybody goodbye.
Went their own way, yes, they did, yes.
Yeah.
No.
Seen enough of each other during the day, I
think. Well, I was more so, yes.
Oh dear, yes. Well, just going back to Caldwell Nurseries itself, can you remember much about the buildings, you know, how the layout was and where the offices were and...
Yeah, the offices... went from the offices, they went through to the house.
Yeah.
So they had Bill Cornwell, a little office there, then there's the main office, and then he came through to the shop, and the shop was on the main road, but it was like a black and white building, or very dilapidated it was. The floor was wooden floor, mm-hmm, and it was well worn. I can see that. I can remember every hour they used to put wet sawdust on to keep the dust down. And there's a long counter, and at the back of the counter was all the seed boxes with all the varieties of seeds in the boxes, which is sold to the customer. That all changed, of course, when they got the new building, which was that was a great improvement, yeah. Mm. Well, certainly.
What about the buildings where, in a sense, the plants were bagged or...
Oh yeah, well they had sheds at the back of the nursery, yes, where big packing sheds and so forth, mm-hmm, and storage sheds.
What were they like?
Very, very old fashioned, like a farm really. As you would see the old farm building, barn, it was that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But
did they have a cold house? Was it a cold house, you know, where they could delay plants coming out, you know, in the...
No.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
No,
didn't
no.
Like that.
No, no.
No. Well, that's very, very interesting. Did you obviously took your lunch breaks there, did you?
I came home at lunchtime,
you
yes,
came
yeah.
Home with,
they did have a small place for staff.
Right.
No such thing as a microwave or anything like that. You took it.
I don't know whether you were involved much with looking after the plants themselves, but did they have any sort of system of, you know, marking plants that were going out? There must have been a grading system. Was that done all before it got to the packing stage? Or?
Yeah, well, so the labels went out in the morning.
Yes.
And they just selected a tree. People used to come, some of the customers came down and they would see the tree that they wanted.
Mm.
And it was labelled for them.
Mm.
So they had the tree that they ordered.
Yes.
but they didn't, so I just select one, it was selected for them. But they said it was all good stock, they sent out, very good. Mm. It was top grade cordials.
I mean, to get to be top grade stuff, I mean, obviously you've got to have good nurserymen, really.
Oh, yes, they had.
Yes. Who were, in your experience, the, what you would say, the top class nurserymen?
Bill Scott, the nursery foreman, to start with. Dennis Mead was very knowledgeable, very good. Mm. Peter Acton was very knowledgeable. Mm. They were the top three in the nursery, really. Mm. Alan Sand, of course, in the Rose. John Prince at Barnes, on the fruit nursery. Mm. And they were.
Mm. Like any business, Caldwell's must have fluctuated a bit between having good years and bad years. Weather might have played a big.
They had one year, I can't remember what year it was now, but they had what's about 6 weeks to 8 weeks of really, really bad weather where no work was done. You couldn't lift anything. They lost a tremendous amount of shrubs through the dry weather. Dry, cold, frozen. Everything was frozen up. I can't remember what year it was, but.
Was that in the 60s?
It might have been, yes, yeah. It was a terrible time.
Yes, I think.
Because everybody's walking around doing nothing, and it was pure hell, really, because nothing worse than being in a place. Being there all day and doing nothing.
Were there all the men kept on at that time?
They were all kept on, yes. Nobody was laid off.
Nobody was laid off?
No, no.
That was very good.
It was very good, yes.
Mm. When they were obviously sending out all this plants to various places and we're talking about good years and bad years, was there ever a bonus scheme sort of implemented at Caldwell's at all?
Yes. Every Christmas, there used to be a Christmas bonus. Mm-hmm. And eventually one year, the bad news around, there was nothing. And everybody was so disappointed, but it was looked forward, well, really well looked forward to the bonus.
Yeah, right.
The annual bonus.
Yes. Can I say, did the year of no bonus, did that follow a bad year in the sense that?
Well, I think it was in the days when it seemed to be going, the business seemed to be going down.
Right.
I don't know why, but just don't know why. I wasn't involved with the figures of the financial side of it at all now.
Mm. I bet you don't know what sort of numbers of plants went out of the nursery, do you, in the year?
No, I don't.
No, that sort of
thing. No, I couldn't.
No. You don't know whether people ask for very rare plants and.
Oh, yes. Yeah. If we hadn't got it, we would get it.
It was simple.
Oh, yes, he had good connections with Bill Caldwell.
Right.
Tremendous, good connections.
You can't remember any outstanding plant that somebody asked for that was difficult to get hold of?
Well, at one time, what's the name of all these? Well, we've got several of them in the garden now. We always like the pyrus.
The pyrus?
I think the pyrus are one of the most popular plants. However, the leaves are so nice and the flower.
Mm.
And you see, we've got about five or six in the garden.
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah.
And they were a real popular plant.
Oh, very, very popular, yeah.
Mm.
Of course, roses as well. Roses were very popular because they grew a lot of roses.
Mm.
But they had that's one of the collection.
At the end of the day or the end of the month or even the end of the year, you must have got a kind of job satisfaction from working at Caldwell's.
Oh, yes. When the end of the year came, well, they had the season, they had the bedding season,
yes.
They had the tree and shrubs, they had the seeds and sundries,
mm-hmm.
which was very good. So In fact, we did four catalogues a year. Mm. We did a seed catalogue, seeds and sundries. We did a rose catalogue, we did a bedding catalogue, and did a shrub catalogue. Mm. Four, so four catalogues a year going out to people, mm. which was quite interesting. I mean, they had to be set up and then they had to be all posted out to customers, which was quite a big job. We had an old press with all the addresses of the customers on. And we used to go and just dump, bang it down, sit the envelope in, bang it down and punch the address in a little plate. They were in plates.
Oh, yes.
In those days, I don't remember anything like that. Mm. We once went to a show at Liverpool. We did the shows, by the way. Mm. We did Liverpool and Southport and Shrewsbury and Harrogate and all that. Right. Yeah. And even did Audley Edge show, mm. which was quite a big thing in those days.
Yes.
Audley Winslow show.
Yeah.
I always remember we went to a show at Liverpool. Oh, I'm not sure it was Liverpool or Southport. And this customer came to the caravan and he'd come to make a complaint. And we said, well, what, asked his name, said Baker. I can remember it today, this. Mm. So I said, not Derek E. Baker from two Doors Meadow Road, Bromborough, Wirral. And he sighed. We never had any complaint. He didn't give us a complaint. He was so taken aback that we knew his name and address.
Right.
And it stands out, I'll never forget that, as a man of life. Derek E. Baker, 2 Doors Meadow Road, Bromborough, Wirral. I wonder if he's living today. Oh, dear me.
How many, you said you went to the shows, were you much involved with the shows?
I used to go with them to the on the stand. We mainly Sundays we took to the shows.
Yes.
Well, we used to take our waterfalls and all that sort of thing, and furniture, garden furniture, and a general supply of sundries, fertilisers, and all the types of that sort of thing.
Did you do much business then at the shows?
Oh, yes, we did very well at the shows. Took orders.
Did they?
Plenty of furniture orders. Southport was very, very good for furniture orders. And sometimes we would deliver the furniture that we had on the show. On the way back, the drivers would just go and deliver there and then. Fantastic. From show to garden. It was very, very good. Mm. But we did sell a lot of furniture. Lister Garden, which was the main thing.
Lister.
Lister was very, very popular. Yeah. It was really good furniture.
That was an old make, wasn't it?
Yes. Lister. I've got one of the old seats. The seat that I've got at the front now, on the front one, mm. was one that was in the old packing shed where the lads used to have the bagging and one thing or other. Mm. And I bagged that when the cord was finished. So I put in about a small payment on it, but virtually very, very cheap. Mm.
If you had to sum up, what was the best thing about working at the nursery? You know, I mean, for 30 years you worked there,
yeah.
you must have really enjoyed it. Well,
I was meeting customers, really. Mm. It was so nice meeting customers, and customers knew us by name. Mm. One chap used to come and say, I brought you a ticket for the cup final. And he was one of the Gibson family from Manchester United.
Right.
Yeah, and his wife, and they were very popular, very nice people. But we had some very, very nice customers. Mm. But, yeah.
So things like that do stand out, don't they?
They do, yes, they do. I can see him now, the old Gibson mister, yeah. And his wife's such a nice person.
And he obviously went to the cup final.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that went, yes. Mm. On 2 or 3 occasions. Mm.
Can you remember what you least liked about working at Caldwell's? You know, what was the things that niggled you a little bit? Or?
No, nothing really niggled me. I was quite happy and content. Yeah, I enjoyed working there. Yeah. Yes. I got on very well with the staff. We had, very well with the staff.
They were good people to work for.
Oh, yes.
The Caldwells themselves.
Yeah, yes, they were, yeah.
They looked after the staff.
Yes, they were very, very good. Mm. Fair dues, yeah.
Yes. When people wanted some time off and things like that.
Yeah.
So, have you got any other memories you would like to share about Caldwells that you can think of, or...?
Mainly that it was quite happy working there, and I just really enjoyed it. It was one of those places where there's never a morning we say, oh, I don't feel like going to work. And nothing like that in my life.
Well, 30 years is a good innings with one company.
I think
I would be right in saying you don't usually spend 30 years at a company unless you enjoyed working.
Well, there. I said, no, you don't.
Yes.
And,
well, that's great. The only other questions from a personal point of view, because obviously I've always been involved with the machinery side,
yes,
of a business. Can you, just thinking back now of the types of machinery that you had in the sheds there, I mean, obviously you've just mentioned the wagons.
Yeah.
Can you remember any of the other wagons that you had and the tractors?
The tractors and the rotavators and the... Yes.
Can you remember what sort of tractor it was?
No, I can't actually.
No, or the rotavator?
No.
Howard Gems?
No, I just couldn't tell that. No.
Can you think back and did they do any conversions to machinery, or did they build any special tools to help with lifting plants? And was there anything like that that went on?
Well, they had these cutting plants that were under-ride things,
yeah,
to help lifting.
Was this on the back of the tractor?
On the back of the tractor, yes.
So it would cut underneath the tree roots?
Yes, it would do, yeah.
And they built that themselves?
Yes, they did, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And Sid Taylor was the main one for that.
Sid?
Sid was very into that sort of thing.
Right.
In fact, he did all the operating, that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would help the lifting very much, so, wouldn't
it? Oh, yes, it certainly would, yeah.
And then once it had been undercut...
It was easy to take out.
Yeah, and it was lifted, yes, by hand. Obviously.
That's right, yes, yeah.
Yes. Can you remember when you were loading wagons up, did you have things like high-ups? Cranes on the wagons, or was it literally?
It was all hand lifted.
It was all hand lifted.
Hand lifted, yeah.
Yes. So everything in the nursery was.
Yeah, you get some of these bald rooted trees, and there'd be two or three lads there lifting it up.
Yeah.
And poor old driver had to get a job of his own. Although it's more supplied when they were going to go out to nursery to parks and cemetery people.
Mm.
That sort of thing.
Right.
I know we had some good customers at Lancaster Parks. A chap named Summerhayes was the manager. The chap at Wigan was by the name of Jack Ashton, the chap. And then there was a fellow, we used to know all the park people used to come down.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's super what you've said. I mean, it's all interesting. And, I mean,
yeah,
for somebody who's worked there for 30 years and recalling working life, it's... It's going back a few years now, isn't it?
The days of the seeds. They used to buy the seeds in, of course, and then they used to packet their own. Mm. Had all the little packets with our own names on, and we had the little measures, which are just a bowl. You put your seed in the bowl, and there's a little piece of metal across the top, and you've got your little spoon in, and just drag it across the top. I mean, some of these things, you've got to get 8 or 9 seeds in, and, you know, amazing, really. But they packed all their own seeds, the vegetable seeds.
Mm.
They used to come in from a firm called King's at Cogswell in Essex. And the travellers used to come around for that. But you used to get the bags of beans and bags of peas and all that sort of thing. Bag your own, in your own envelopes, your own packets.
Right. And was this girls in the packing shed that you used
to? No, they had a chap, all the time I was there, was a chap named Joe Jones. And he lived at Pickmere somewhere. He must be 90, we think, now. Right. If he's alive, but I don't know whether he is or not.
Yeah.
But he did the vegetable seed, and he also did the rose, help with the roses when they were budding.
Right.
He went to the budding, so that.
Oh, yeah. Very interesting. Well, George, can I say thank you very much?
Yeah.
It's all been very, very useful. I've just got one other last question to ask you, and I just wonder, have you got any photographs or any documents that I could look at, or?
No, I haven't.
No.
I had some, and somebody asked me for them, and I gave them old catalogues.
Right.
So they were so amazing, because in those days, I think roses were 3 and 6 pence each. You know, you know what they are today. Yeah, 42 shillings a dozen.
Well,
branches.
The only thing I ask is, if you find any in your bottom drawer, any catalogues or any photographs, don't throw them away.
No.
Please get in touch with us. And,
I've still got my anniversary mug.
Have you?
From the 1788, 1982, we've got those.
Right. Well, I'll have a look at that if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'll go and show that by
you. Yes, all right. But as I say, thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's all been very interesting, and I think other people will find it of interest as well. And it all fits together as a jigsaw as we talk to other people.
Yes, it does, yeah, I'm sure it does, yeah. But I'd say Alan Santsworthy are going to have a word with.
Yes.
Well, they told you about that, didn't they? St John's Road, St John's Avenue. Yeah.
We'll
he was there for a long, long time.
Right, we'll track him down.
Yeah.
Okay.